This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what do you think of these helmets and these jerseys this year for my Empire Challenge Friday night?
Now, I'm not just saying this. Every time I've seen these helmets, they're great. I mean, and I was so excited. So the way that it worked is generally they get mailed to the radio station, but since Richie, who works for you, lives so close to me, he said, hey, do you mind bringing these in? It'd be a lot easier for everybody. So I said, sure. So when I got home from the softball game last night, the box was on the porch, and I had to, of course, I opened it right up.
I was taking
a look at it to check it out because they're awesome. So the Empire Challenge game is Friday, and you have new helmets and new jerseys every year from Under Armour, and they never disappoint. And the helmet and the pop of the paint on the helmet, I think, is really what stands out this year.
I have to say this. I got to give the Jets a lot of credit because their electric green helmets that they did this year really inspired me.
Yeah.
So I did the electric gray and I did the electric navy blue.
Yeah.
For Long Island. And if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you see what the helmets look like. But, to me, it's always like when we hand the helmets out to the kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, whether they like them or not. You know, and every year we try to do a different set of helmets. I think we've done this for 24 years now. We probably have 16 to 18 different sets of helmets, and we've really gotten into it over the last 10 years where Gunner gets involved and the Blybergs get involved, and we all kind of give our two cents on how to do all this. But man, I'll tell you, this year, well, every year they are, but this year, man, these things are spectacular.
Yeah, no, they
really
are.
They look good, man.
Yeah, I mean, last year was great too. You had the big anchor on there for Long Island, which spoke to me as the seaman that I am.
You are a seaman.
Right. So yeah, it's every
and Jerry,
every
by the
cool.
way, your boy Honey Badger had a really good game last
Guy
night.
Guy can play.
Yeah, he didn't run anybody over, which is good. I thought Izzo had his best game by far.
But again, Tom, you can tell once he's not nervous and he settles in, he's fine.
He's finally come down. Yeah. He had a couple really good hits last night.
Yeah.
I mean, Al Dukes was a little bit of a mess over there at third base. But you had a big hit last night, Al.
I had a big hit, yeah. And screwed up one ball at third base. Other than that,
No,
solid.
I told you to move over. And remember that?
No. See,
well, see I don't, know
I don't remember
like,
that.
Late in the game, you were like over there going, blah, 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 I got to go home. Can I leave now? And I'm like, no, you're not leaving.
You don't play third base on the line. Very rarely does a ball get hit down the line. And if it does,
and what happened?
Much kadoos to the hitter.
Kadoos? what happened on that play?
A girl hit a ball down the line.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why? Because I was pitching her inside.
Oh, is that right?
I was kind of trying to go high and tight on her.
You know, it was funny. So ninth inning, it's the bottom of the ninth. We're trying to protect a 5-run lead. And you make some defensive changes. And we found it ironic that on the bench in the bottom of the ninth on the Boomer and Gio softball team was Gio, Al Dukes, Eddie Scazzeri, and Gunnar Assize. So, I'm thinking, whose softball team is this exactly?
Last night we had a full roster. So, I have to juggle the roster. I try to do best I can. I'm wanting everybody to get 3-4 at-bats. I want everybody to have only 4 or 5 innings in the field.
Right. But the whole show wasn't playing.
Yeah, but you guys are over there talking to the fans behind us.
Sure. No. It's just...
There was some relief, by the way, that we couldn't screw up the game and lose
it. And that's what I said at the end. Yeah, that the CBS Sports Network, I said, it's fine. Listen, because at that point, I was done. I knew I had gotten a couple of hits. I'd made a couple of defensive plays. There was nothing I could do negative at that point.
I thought you had your best game ever.
Yeah, I think so. I did.
I think the loss of weight really has helped you.
I guess so. I mean, you would think.
Except for the first ball that got thrown to you. Now, I know it was high by CeeLo, but it did pop out of your glove.
Yeah, but I mean, it was still. It did pop out of my glove.
Is it a jump or you just reached high?
No, I had to jump for it. It was a terrible throw. It was. But CeeLo settled down. What are you going to do? And then after that, listen, there was a throw by Al later in the game. I learned my lesson, I guess. I jumped up and then stretched back and touched the bag. I mean, there was a big.
Al, you spent a lot of time on your knees at
right.
third base.
Which is why I wear knee pads, because otherwise I'll be afraid that I'm going to scuff up my knees.
I will say, though.
Stop talking.
Like, one of the last plays that you made, You got down in front of the ball like you're supposed to.
Yes.
And you kept it in front of you. Do you have a bruise on your chest because of that?
No.
No. Okay, good. But see, now you've taught yourself that the ball doesn't hurt.
Yes.
Did you wear a cup last night?
I did. I
wore
a cup.
A chest guard like
no.
the kids wear. No. Might want to look
That's
into
a great
chest
idea.
Guard. Yes.
It was funny. I saw Al in the parking lot putting all his stuff on. It was like he was going in for a joust with all the equipment he was putting on. I was like, Jesus, man.
It's like, I just got one more thing. Elbow pad.
Yeah, Barry Bonds of softball.
Seriously.
When I saw that one guy come in with the camouflage backpack and two bats in it.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, man, we're gonna get screwed here.
Yeah, that was not the Hebrew home. I mean, that was like the Blue Jays last night. That was not the Hebrew home.
It was almost like, you know, what Manfred pulls on us.
Yeah. No, it was. I think it was worse because at least that's like Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office. But like that, you're expecting great players there.
Yeah, but I feel like when we play Manfred's team, he's got like the Dominican Republic all-star team that shows up.
He definitely does. That was the only game we lost last year. That was a great team. All right, Jerry's here. He's got the update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Winter Brothers Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. Take them from the night game down. Game two of the Subway Series after the Yankees had taken the opener. Mets looking to come right back. And it was interesting. They get out to a 6-0 lead. And then Jason Vargas gets himself into trouble, loads the bases, nobody out. Yankees wind up with a few singles, and they get it to 6-3. Well, the very next inning, the Mets get two right back.
Davis, it's a high fly to right. Backing up Frazier. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's gone! A home run! To the opposite field for J.D. Davis.
And that is Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Made it an 8-3 game. Mets wound up winning 10-4. Here is Davis on WCBS 880 again, using that short porch and right.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I was laughing around first. I hit it pretty good, but I didn't know if it was going to go out or not. But it ended up going about, 8 to 10 rows deep, and I just laughed.
Also hitting a home run was Pete Alonso, a 3-run shot in the first inning. Mickey Callaway says, damn, kid wasn't even trying to hit a home run.
He said he was trying to foul that off. And he hit it 400 feet. It's unbelievable.
This guy.
I love him. I really do. I think he's funny. Here is Alonso. Really enjoyed himself with this.
I thought this was a blast. I'm really looking forward to the ones at Citi Field.
Because he certainly had a good time yesterday. Not having a good time was James Paxton. 6 runs over just 2 2/3. Aaron Boone.
A little in and out stuff wise, it looked like, but I think that inning kind of wore him down.
Yeah, the first inning specifically. Here's Paxton taking responsibility.
Yeah, that one's on me. I just didn't pitch a good game.
He did not pitch a good game. So the Mets win the second game 10-4. In terms of the first game, you had a couple of things go on here. Mets get out to a 4-1 lead. You get the home run from Jeff McNeil. All was good. And then all of a sudden, the Yankees came right back. Gio Urshela, a game-tying 2-run homer in the fourth. Then, yes, you had the error by Todd Frazier. You had a walk to Aaron Hicks. And here comes Luke Voit to the plate.
Swung on and into the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that Voit is adroit. Did he ever hit a home run over the grandstand into the bleachers? Voit. Hits one to Detroit.
And that gave the Yankees the lead, and they would cruise from there. They'd beat the Mets 12-5 in the opener. Masahiro Tanaka, 6 2/3 for the win. Wheeler, the loss. 9 runs, 5 earned over 4 2/3. Here's Voit. It certainly seemed like that Frazier era was crucial in that spot.
For sure, and you can't really get this lineup, an opportunity like that in a fourth out.
And that's exactly what he did, and they capitalized that.
The Frazier play was just... he makes it in his sleep.
99 out of 100 times. Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, that's how a game could just spiral out of control.
That was also a terrible pitch. I mean, you couldn't have put it on.
No,
a
I know that,
better.
But I also think that, like, Wheeler is grinding and, his balls are flying out of that stadium. You want to make sure that you are locked in defensively. Now, I would say this was not a great defensive doubleheader by either team.
No, the game was bad. Games are. You see Gio Urshela try to make a catch on a pop fly.
Oh, yeah, from, like behind
he's,
like, him.
Styling
and
he misses it. Right. What are you doing?
He was styling.
He was.
What he's doing. That's, can't do it.
Hot dogging.
Both teams off tonight. Mets home for the Cardinals tomorrow. Yankees will be in Chicago to play the White Sox. Robbie Cano, 3-for-3 at AAA Syracuse yesterday. Brandon Nimmo, a couple of walks. Giancarlo Stanton, a home run in a game at Single-A Tampa. And Aaron Judge could start rehab assignment this weekend with AAA Scranton.
Whoa, Wilkes-Barre. Here we go.
Here we go.
Getting close.
The A's beat the Rays 4-3. The Rangers over the Red Sox 9-5. Chris Woodward, Alex Cora, Andrew Benintendi all ejected in that game. Did not like the umpiring. Phillies beat the Diamondbacks 7-4. Braves over the Pirates 7-5 in 8 innings because of rain. Brian McCann had 2 home runs in that game. Atlanta's won 5 in a row.
Oh, boy.
Astros beat the Brewers, 10-8. Yordan Alvarez becomes the first player in franchise history with home runs in his first 2 big league games. And the Angels beat the Dodgers again, 5-3. The final, Corey Seager suffered a hamstring injury in the 9th inning. Enough time? Nah, I'll keep it for next hour. Next hour, we'll hear from Joe Douglas. I'll play
Pat Shermer. You got something from Pat Shermer?
I do. So he made a little bit of a headline, I would say, because I heard John Minko on a live update, you know, one of those IDs during the Yankee-Met game.
Right.
And it was something like, Pat Shermer, not sure who's going to start a quarterback for the Giants. Something like that. And more coming up
question,
after Mike.
Question, doubts, quarterback, Giants.
So the question was specifically, is there a scenario where Daniel Jones can win the starting job in training camp? Very lengthy answer, but let's let it roll.
I think we're going to play the very best player, and I know we're dancing around the words there. But right now, Eli's getting ready to have a great year, and Daniel's getting ready to play, and you know, you just see what happens with it, you know. But you know, we feel good about where Eli is. He's our starting quarterback, and we've got a young player that we think is going to be an outstanding player getting himself ready to play.
And by the way, Kyle everybody else forget those guys.
Yeah,
they're gone. They're in the rearview mirror. But you know, part of me, when you listen to Pat talk about it, Shermer talk about it, it's not a big deal. I mean, but the media makes a big deal out of it because it's Eli and everything else. But I do kind of feel like the Giants are sending somewhat of a message.
Yeah, play well or you're going to sit down.
That's what I feel
That's
like.
What it should be, though.
And I feel like they're trying to light a fire under Eli's feet.
Well, but I think Eli's always motivated. I just don't think he's got it anymore. But also, he's going to start week one. There's no doubt about it. I don't think you envision a scenario where Daniel Jones wins the job in training camp?
No, I do not.
It's going to take Eli.
He's not ready.
Right. Eli's going to have 3, 4, 5, 6 bad games before you even think about Daniel Jones playing.
Wait till Daniel Jones steps on the field in preseason and he gets a wind of what it's like.
Yeah.
And it's going to take him a while to kind of get comfortable. It's one thing to be comfortable when you're throwing routes one-on-one and, you know, you're in practice where they're not going to hit the quarterbacks with the red jerseys and all that other stuff. It's a completely different set of circumstances. Once you step on the NFL football field, you got to learn. And he looks good in practice. There's no question about it. But you got to learn. So I don't see any scenario in which he would start the season unless Eli got hurt.
Oakland Raiders will be featured on Hard Knocks this summer. And Women's World Cup, the U.S. beat Thailand 13-0.
Yes, a record.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.